clear from the sugyas that we've seen in the Chesem and Aleph that even if there are ways that a person can do kisi hadam anyantiv, and even if indeed the tafra was not prepared to be bod yom, one thing is clear, you have to avoid isurei malacha. And that means a combination of factors. You have to have a decker notes, and you have to have afer tichuach, and mekalkel, malacha shenu tzirka legufa. And then push comes to shove, yes, simchas yantiv kisei dam could be doche, with the fascinating machlokas in Beisulah Beishamai, whether this is only after the fact, or whether this is even a case of a shoch heshaba limalech. Now you've come to Daf Ches Amud Beis, and the Gemara asks perhaps the very, very basic question, why can't a person overtly violate an Isra Malacha in order to perform the mitzvah of Kisi Adam? After all, Kisi Adam is a mitzvah saseh, and that goes hand in hand, as we'll see, Ches Amud Beis with Simchas Yantiv, and Malacha Yantiv is a lav. And if indeed we have a principle of Esed Ochalosa, say, why can't we apply it here? And therefore, clearly, if it's Esed Ochalosa, say, we're good to go. And again, Esed Ochalosa, say, is not a bidyeved where bali molech, you shouldn't have. But now, once that you do, we're faced with the conflict. Do we allow the dam to remain as is? Do we allow it to cover? The chatchila person can rely on cases of an Esed Ochalosa, say. So why is it that one does not apply it under these conditions? So the Gemara says something here which is stammering, that emor da'arminan asi esse b'dochias lo saseh. When do we assume that that's true? The Gemara says, I'll give you two examples. One is mila b'tzaras, and the other is sadin b'tzitzis. Those are the examples that we find of esse docha lo saseh. A person has a neged tzaras, it's an isra lav to remove it. He shomer b'neged tzaras, an isra lav. But yet, what happens if it's b'makom b'heres? What happens if it's in the place of mila? Mila is doche tzaras. Why exactly is that true? The mitzvah to say of mila is going to be doche the lava of hishama b'neged tzaras. When it comes to the cases of sadin in tzitzis, a person has a linen garment, a linen four-cornered garment, uchuliyam is chayiv in tzitzis midaraisa, but realize tcheles. Tcheles is not really a color. Tcheles is a bluish color of wool. Of wool. Tcheles amaruhu. And therefore you have a linen garment and you're affixing wool tzitzis. That's a violation of shatnez, but nonetheless, that is esed ochalosase, esed ochalosase. So the Gemara is black and white, that mila and saras is esed ochalosase. Sadr and tzitzis is esed ochalosase. Okay, so why not apply that concept here as well? The Gemara says no. We discussed this earlier, at least part of it. The Gemara says one word, be'idna, be'idna. What's the common denominator in both of these cases of mila and saras, sadr and tzitzis? Be'idna, tekameh karlav. Kamukim le'esei, the moment you're violating the law, it's accompanied by kamukim esei, the fulfillment of the mitzvah esei. So you're going ahead and removing the neged tzaras, but yes, through the mitzvah bris milah. You're going ahead and wearing shatnez, yes, but that goes hand in hand with the kiyum mitzvah of tzitzis. That certainly is not true in this particular case. Now, a person is going to break up dirt, acts as dirt in order to go ahead and to subsequently perform the mitzvah of kisi adam. That's eno b'idna. Eno b'idna is a very different principle. Now, b'idna is esed ochalosase. If something is not b'idna, that sounds like a mitzvah of babi avera. A person is doing a iser now in order to subsequently accommodate. What's the difference between an esed ochalosase as a mitzvah of babi avera? Okay, we'll have to assess. But one thing is clear, that one word, bi'idna, bi'idna, and therefore, you're not going to be able to meet that requirement. After all, you're going to break up access to dirt. You're going to be chofer guma. How is kisi adam? The Gemara says, you're right. If we're only talking about kotesh, oh, maybe I'll have an eitzah. You know what I'll do? I'll paste the clot of dirt right on top of the blood, and you know what? And now I'll break it up. And simultaneous with the act of ketisha, oh, is the kisi adam? Maybe. If that's all we're dealing with is kotesh, maybe one could possibly construct a case of bidna. But you know, even before you get there, choresh and chofer and the like, and we're not going to assume an esed ochalosase because that requires bidna. Okay, so let's start from square one. The Gemara says the following, Eimor da amrina. Where do you see esed ochalosase? The first example the Gemara gives, mila bitzaras. Mila bitzaras. Well, okay. So it has to meet such requirements. And that really is considered to be bidna. So if I ask you, wow, what exactly is the allowance to remove a neged tzaras if it's v'makom mila? The answer is very simply, you know what's difficult? Mufurish, not that way. In Shabbos, that's the sugya I wanted you to see. No? The Gemara says the following. You know what? We know it's true that you will engage in ktsitsas beheres b'makom mila. How indeed do you know that? That is true. The Gemara suggests esed ocholosis. But guess what? The Gemara rejects that. You know why the Gemara rejects it? The Gemara rejects it just as our Gemara rejects it. Of chesma days. The Gemara says the following. Why not allow for esed ocholosis and kisadam yantiv? Number one, it's not b'idna. Number two, yantiv. Yantif is alive in an essay. And ain esed ocholosis, save essay. No, that's before Shun Gemara. Yantif is alive in essay and ain esed ocholosis, save essay. Ooh, that's a sugi, Shabbos, Chavdalid, Ravashi. We're never going to allow esed ocholosis, say when it comes to Yantif. Yantif is alive in essay, ain esed ocholosis, save essay. Guess what? The sugi in Shabbos, Tafkufam Abhez. Writes the same thing to Shu when it comes to Saras. A person is not allowed to go ahead and remove a neged saras. Why exactly is that true? The Gemara says, well, number one, it's allowed. Because yishomer b'neged saras. Yishomer pen al lo. That's lashon osaseh. Okay. What then do I do? Lasos. Kechol ha-shayoru. But you know what? Follow the instruction of the kohen. Now go through the due process. Ooh, you know what the Gemara says? Lasos is an essay. Yishomer is allowed. Lasos is an essay. That means of illegitimate removal of neged saras is allowed in essay, and in essay de chalosa save essay. Wow. Just as the Gemara says it's true when it comes to yantif, and therefore essay de chalosa say has no application whatsoever, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuflamadez says, you know what, the same exact thing is true when it comes to neged saras. It's allowed, and an essay, and in essay de chalosa save essay. Well, if that's really true, so I'm not allowed to remove neged saras. Of course you remove neged saras from Al-Kamila. I know that that's true. Talmud Lomar Bissar. The Pasuk says, Yom HaShmini, Imo Bissar Arloso. Bissar, the Gemara says, is a riboy, and therefore, remove the Arla, even if it means removal of the Neged Saras. Wow, in other words, that's a Gzeres HaKosuf when it comes to Milibet Saras, that is not based on Esed Ocholosa, say, at all. Wow, that's something which no doubt is. It's stunning. Seems mefurish against our Gemara. Whose kasha is this? That's the kasha of Tosus. It's exactly the kasha of Tosus. And Shabbos no kufma beis diramasko. Hi, what do you mean? Our Gemara says that's the model of esed ocholosa say, and the Gemara in Shabbos says that's really not true. Mila tzaras is alive in an essay, and in esed ocholosa say v'essay. Wow. So how exactly do you resolve? So eino chinami. Tosus quotes Rabbi Natan, Lo natinan elisi mana ba'alma. Lo natinan elisi mana ba'alma. Well, you know what? Our Gemara really is loved up. Our Gemara is really loved up. The Gemara says the following. You're going to suggest, in Esed Ocholosa say, when it comes to Kiyasi Adam, really, you know what? We require Be'idna. Be'idna. Just like in Mila Betzaras, which requires Be'idna. Milan Saras requires Vidna. The Matir is not Esed Ocholosase. The Heter is Xeris Akasuf. But even when the Torah is Matir, Xeris Akasuf, it's only Matir Vidna. It's Matir Vidna. Where you have a Neged Saras, a Beheris, B'makom Mila. So Tosus writes the following. You know what? The Gemara mentions Esed Ocholosase. You know what? Enochinami, that was a Havamina. The Gemara in Shabbos of Kufama days, that the mechanism when it comes to Mila Bet Saras is Esed Ocholosase. It's true, the Gemara ultimately rejects that, but what is the yesod of our Gemara? Our Gemara is not telling us, esed ocholosa say. We'll get there. But the yesod of our Gemara is v'idna. Say nachinami, that you can derive from. That's what Tosfos writes. That's what the Ramban writes. Ramban writes that realize that lemaskan, it's not really because of an esed ocholosa say. And in fact, we're going to have to see, and what about Kilayim and Tzitzis? Oh, that I would say is certainly Esed Ocholosa say. That's the source of Esed Ocholosa say. No? You've almost stopped out it. No? That's the source of Esed Ocholosa say. We're going to see even that's not so simple at all. Is that really true, that the source of Esed Ocholosa say and the mechanism by which tzitzis is doche, shatnez is because of hesed ochel also say. The Gemara has the Ramos Nav Dalet. No, it's a drasha. It's based on smuchim, smuchim. Why is it the Torah juxtaposes the parsha of tzitzis with the parsha of shatnez? To tell us that tzitzis is doche shatnez. That's a drasha. That drasha is called smuchim. You have the same pasuk that compares two themes, that's a hekesh. Unless the Torah says explicitly, compare A to B. What happens if the Torah doesn't say explicitly and it's not one pasuk, but rather two psukim that are juxtaposed back to back? That's called smuchim. Realize smuchim is not as tight as a hekesh, no? It's one step removed. And in fact, whether you're dorish smuchim or not is machlokes. Rabbi and the Chachamim. That's where the Gemara makes a stunning comment. Yibam Mustaf Talid. You know what? That even Rabbi Yehuda is not dorish smuchim, he certainly is dorish smuchim in Sefer Dvarim. In Sefer Dvarim, juxtaposition is critical. Because Sefer Dvarim is a Mishneh Torah. It's a Chazara. So you know what? The reason A was placed next to B in the Seder HaChazara was for the purpose of Drashos. So everybody is Dori Smuchim. So I ask you at the end of the day, that why is it that you're allowed to violate Shabbos Makom Tzitzis? You know what the answer is? Smuchim. So that's like fascinating. That Mila B'Tzaras is based on a Gzeres HaKosov, a B'Tzara Lasso. And Tzitzis is based on Smuchim. And yet the Gemara quotes that as a model of Esed Ochel Osa Seh. In fact, if it's really true that the source of Esed Ochel Osa Seh is going to be based on Tzitzis and Shatnez, that would seem to indicate something unusual, maybe, that maybe Tzitzis and Shatnez is only Duchuya, Esed Ochel Osa Seh, as opposed to Utra. But you know what? Menachos Daf Mem, Rabbi Nutam, Tzitzis and Shatnez is Hutra, Mamish Hutra. Like, you know, that's so often discussed that as well, that you know what? We're deriving an Esed Ochel Osa Seh from Shatnez and Tzitzis, which is not typical Duchuya. It's something which is even beyond that. So how does our Gemara suggest that these are models of Esed Ochel Osa Seh? When it comes to the case of Milin Saras, this is an example of Sotosis, the Ramban, our Gemara really lav dafka. Simana ba'alma. Or our Gemara was just assuming, you know what, the hava minu the Gemara? Lamaskana milan saras is not because of Esed Ochel Osa Seh, but it's still relevant to us. It means the allowance for A to override B as if it's be'idna. There you're talking about a pasuk. Here it's Esed Ochel Osa Seh. But the commonality is dechias yisurim. Dechias yisurim requires be'idna. And you don't have that when it comes to the case of kisi adam. Well, okay. So again, our Gemara, Esed Ochel Osa Seh, Shabbos Kuflamet Beis, no, Saras is alive and then an essay, in Esed Ochel Osa Seh Vesey, Gzeres HaKasu, but you can still derive from, because the derivation, the limud, is that such Dechias Yisurim, whether it's because of A or B, but such Dechias Yisurim requires Bidna, and you don't have that when it comes to the case of Kisi Adam. What's surprising, the Rambam in two places. The Rambam in Hilchos Mila, Perek Aleph, Lachates. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Saras, Perek Yud, Halacha Hey. The Rambam writes, realize that Mila is Dochet Saras because Asiyas Sevet Ochel Osa Seh. Ooh. Beitzit Aches. The Rambam writes, Esed Ochel Osa Seh. Well, Esed Ochel Osa Seh. And the Rambam writes, you know, when it comes to Tumas Saras, that's even true when it comes to a Mila Shalob Ismana. Because even if you're dealing with a mitzvah of Bismana, but nonetheless, it's a mitzvah bris milah. And what do you mean? Mitzvah saseh, dochel osa saseh b'chol makom. Wow. So, saseh dochel osa saseh. That's very, very good. Beisad abches. The Mishnah Melech is very bothered. No, nochus tumas saras. Yeah, but it's against the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos presents this as a havamina, and the Gemara rejects it out of hand. No, the Gemara says lasos. Lasos, that's an essay. Lasos is an essay. So, it's not because of Esed Ochel Osa Seh. So how does the Rambam write it's because of Esed Ochel Osa Seh? So Mishnah tells us the following, you know what? You can't learn so slow. You have to learn faster. No, you stop there. You stop at the beginning of the Mara, Esed Ochel Osa Seh. No, you have to read more. No. Saras is lav and essay, lasos. Okay, you have to read more. All of a sudden the Gemara quotes another rice. You know what? Whenever the Torah says lasos, you know what that means? A direct act. asir, as opposed to what? Well, of course, the negatzeras is not going to fall away by itself. Of course, it's going to be removed by an act of removal. But what exactly does lasos mean? Lasos mean, the Gemara says a kiddush. You know, asir means asir, a maisa, as opposed to a grama. As opposed to a grama. Wow. As opposed to a grama. That's an important yisod. When is grama mutter? When is grama us? When is grama mutter? When is grama us? Not so clear. Sometimes a grama is us. Sometimes a grama is going to mutter. Oh, so I'll tell you a yisod that, you know what? Look, let's look at what the Torah says. If the Torah is going to go ahead and tell us that asiyah is necessary, asiyah is necessary. You know what asiyah means? Losasach hamalacha, asiyah. Oh, that means a direct act as opposed to cases of a grama, where that would not be the case whatsoever. Okay, I understand that. Let's assume, for example, the Torah does not demand asiyah. You know what? Then I could tell you the following chiddush. If grama is going to be osa, and grama can be osa on a level of daraisa. On a level of daraisa, indeed that's true. Wow. That's like a fascinating issue. We've given shiurim in the past on in iser ma'is as opposed to in iser chalos. Sometimes what the Torah stresses is an act, and sometimes what the Torah stresses is a totsa. Now, the Torah says this result is appropriate, or this result should be avoided. Sometimes in iser ma'is, sometimes in iser chalos. Let's say a person does something, al yedei grama. Maybe you can say, you know what, it's not a direct maisa avera, it's not a direct maisa mitzvah, but bottom line, you know what, at the end of the day, you know what, something desirable or undesirable is indeed occurring. We're going to see toward the end of the sechta. Now, there's an issur of mapu mumba kadshim, yeva b'chor. You're not going to see mapu mumba b'chor. Let's say I do it al yedei grama. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the food that the animal, the bechor, eats, and I'll put it on the other side of the fence. You know what the animal's going to do? The animal's going to try to eat through the fence. You know what happens when an animal eats through the fence? All of a sudden, it's going to nick. Now, a mum. I'll be mapo mum the bechor. Ayyadei grama. Mufurish in grama. That's us, sir. Why indeed do you think that's considered to be that which is aser? No, I'll tell you. When it comes to matumun b'chor, why do you think that's true? Why do you think the Torah says, don't you dare? Does it have something to do with the fact that, you know what? Al yedei zeh, the b'chor, the kashim, is being nifso, min ha-karban, nifso ha-krava. Don't do anything that is going to cause the karban to become posel. You know, if it's a bechor shenafa b'mum, you can use it. If not, Allah hamizbeach. Maybe the coin has a vested interest. You know what? I'll go ahead and see to it that it becomes a mum. I'm going to be matma b'kodshim. I'll do it al yedei grama. So mefurish beitz, chavzayin lebeis. That's also. You know, when the chacham declares that this is a mum, you know, you need a special smicha, no? For heter b'choros. This is a bechor shenafa b'mum. What does the Chacham have to determine in order to say that this is a Bechor which is Nafa B'mum and therefore it's Mutter B'Achila and it's also the Hakrava? Number one, you have to determine that it's a Mum. That's pretty obvious, no? Number two, how did it get there? No? Of course it's a Mum. Because you know what? The guy inflicted a Mum in order to be able to use the animal. So the Kohen has to, number one, determine, is this a Mum? And how did it... It's a Mum and it's a natural Mum. Of course it's true. All of a sudden, I see it as a split lip. You know what? Ooh, how did it get there? No? Maybe it got there because he did so like Ayyadei Grama. And if that's the case, there's no Heter Achila. That's Beis Chazan Beis. No? Ooh. Why don't we say it's a Grama and Grama is considered to be Potter? You know, I'd say the answer is, wait a second. When it comes to this, like Chilu Shabbos, Losas Lachom Alachim, Asi is us. Grama is Mutter. Or Nisir Drabana, but Grama is Mutter. When it comes to matam abakajim, I'd use a fancy word. That's nisr chalos. That's nisr totsa. Nisr totsa. Do not do anything that is going to render that the bechor is nifsa mehakrava. So you just think as long as you do it ayyadei shinoi, ayyadei grama, you're good to go. So a furish in gemara, that really is considered to be the aser. That's like an important yisod. So you always have to know when you're dealing with a particular iser. Now, is this an iser ma'isa? Is this an iser chalos? Many nafkaminas. Maybe an nafkamina will be grama. Cases of grama. Wow. You know, that's who that Marachor Zeruah, he thinks that's the secret to shlichus. No. When does shlichus work? When you can demonstrate that something is ikru b'chalos, you can have a chalos, idea acherin. But if something is maisa, what do you mean shlichus? If I have to eat matzah, and I have to sit in sukkah, and I have to put on tefillin, shlichus. But what are the sources of shlichus? Afrashas chumas maisos, and gittin kedushin, isn't that ikru b'tosa? Isn't that ikru b'tosa? You do a hafrasha, and guess what? There's truma, there's ma'aser, chulim esukanim, a chalos, you can create a yidei acherin. When you're talking about a ma'isa hamitzvah, a ma'isa aveira, so therefore, we're not going to allow for purposes of shlichus. Wow. Okay. Many nafkaminas. Always important to know, is something in iser ma'aser, or something in iser chalos? No? Wow. A list of nafkaminas. That's a very important yisod. Very important yisod. Wow. Okay. So the Gemara in Shabbos is like stunning. What would you say about removal of Beged Zaras? Maybe I would have said, that sounds to me like a real Iser Chalos, no? The person has an Ega. He doesn't have an Ega. You know what? That's like a reality, no? Yes or no? Guess what the Gemara says? That sounds stunning. Lassos. You know what that means? No. That... it's a mice avera to remove the neged zaras. Maybe I would have said that, you know what, it's a chalos, it's a totsah. As a result of removing neged zaras, guess what? I solved my problem. I have a neged zaras, and I no longer have a neged zaras. The Gemara says, no, lasos, wow. Lasos means that to go ahead and do so, to remove the neged zaras. And the Gemara says a very great chiddush, if that really is true. I mean, dindaraisa, grama is mutter. If the pasuk says lasos, wow, so grama is mutter. A si is aser, grama is mutter. That's a very great chiddush. That's a very great chiddush. So you know what? A person will go ahead and, you know what? He'll wear this type of clothing. I'm going to wear this really, you know, heavy shirt and heavy sweater and heavy parka, you know what? And guess what? You know, I bet tonight when I take everything off, the friction and the weight, or everything I'm wearing, is probably going to remove that neged zaras. The Gemara says, midaraisa, that's mutter. That's not a maisa, that's ayyadei grama. Ayyadei grama. A person who removed the neged zaras in an indirect way, that's such a chiddush, no? I want maso, okay, that's the xeris akosos of masos. Maybe in tutel, but I would have thought that removing neged zaras is nisar chalos. It's like matamo makadshim. That was like fasting issues, no? The surim of Abras HaKarka during Shemitah. Amaisa, I can't do Harisha, I can't do Zoreya. Is there an element of chalos? An element of chalos? Maybe Pasuk says Shav Saretz. You know what? I'll do so Ayyadeyakum. Is that okay? The field will be worked, but Ayyadeyakum. Amir Lakum in Shabbos is going to notch it down to Nisid Ravana. Is Amir Lakum in Shvius going to notch it down? Or am I going to say to you, what in the world? That's Vishav Saaretz. Vishav Saaretz. Because it's being done Ayyadei Akum, not Ayyadei Yisrael, but Metzid Avtzadi. What about Sirus? You're not allowed to be Masaris an animal. No, Barzachem Losasu, Sirus. You know what the Gemara says? That's also even Ayyadei Akum. Even Ayyadei Akum. Being a doctor, that's a Jewish profession, no? They're Jewish veterinarians, no, but I wouldn't say, you know, like, that's probably not the top tier. No. We don't have such a major in school, no? Like, okay, you know what? So who's going to do the spading? Who's going to do the anakum? Furshin Gemara. Now that Sirus of the Behemoth Usr Ayyadei Akum. You know what? I will tell you why that's true, because there's an element of chalos, the totsah. No, it's Usr Ayyadei. So the Gemara says a great Kiddush when it comes to the case of Saras, Lasos. Okay, so aside from the fact that this is like fascinating, no? Okay, and that's based on that. What does it have to do with us? Mishnah says it has everything to do with us, because once the Gemara says that lasos is needed to tell you that Asi is Asr and Gram is Mutter, because I wouldn't have said such a thing, That means that Lassos is not coming as an independent essay. That means, you know, you have to seal host of you. The Gemara suggests that Minan Saras is just a lav, an essay of Lassos. The Gemara says that really can't be because it's also an essay of Lassos. The Gemara continues, but we know that Grama is Mutter. Why is that true Lassos? You see that Lassos is needed to modify the lav. Lassos is not an independent essay. And if Lassos is not an independent essay, guess what? Lamaskana, Lamaskana, that Midan Saras is just a lav. And the heter now is a Siddhokalos essay. Okay, and that's why the Rambam, Lamaskana, Lamaskana, Paragalafochas Mila, Paragitafochas Tumasaras. The Rambam says that, bottom line, remove the Baharis from Mako Mila is a Siddhokalos essay. Yeah, what about Inesidol Ve'essay? That was the Havamina of the Gemara. Rejected. Rejected by what? Rejected by the Drush of Lassos. Wow, wow. That's a beautiful Chiddush of Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech ends there. See, I'll tell you, no? We discussed this earlier in the year, no? Okay, the Rambam writes, you know, Essay Rochalos Essay. Okay, I got you. So there's only a lot, there's no essay, there's no essay. So I would be shocked if I were to look in the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs and find an essay when it comes to Tzaras, no? So guess what? Okay, wake up. Shock. No? Mitzvahs essay Kuf Aleph. The Rambam has an essay. An essay. Lassos Kechol HaShayoru. When it comes to Tzaras. The Rambam has an essay. The Rambam has an essay. It's like surprised the Mishnah Melech doesn't kind of, you know, go on to this difficulty, no? Oh, the essay is just a Havamin and the Maskana is needed to the Drasha of Grama. And therefore, what? Bottom, there's no essay. The Rambam has an essay. No? Kufalev. Of course there's an essay. Lassos Kechol HaShayoru. Take a look at the Rambam, the very beginning of Hilchos Saras. No? Hilchos Tumas Saras. You know what the Rambam tells you? You know what? Brace yourself. I'm about to discuss eight mitzvahs. Six mitzvahs essay, and two Yisrael Los essay. And guess what? The Rambam begins, the first, Aleph, no? Is, guess what? Lassos Kechol HaShayoru. There's an essay when it comes to Saras. There's an essay when it comes. How do you have the drasha of Grama? Okay, you know what? Lachora, the answer has to be as follows. It's true. You have a lav of Yishan. And then you have a separate pasuk. Lassos Kechol HaShayoru. So what would I want to tell you? The Kechol HaShayoru means it's a separate essay. But why did the Torah use the word lassos? Why did the Torah use the word lassos? No. The Torah could have just simply said, you know what? That Elav Tishmo, just listen to what the Kohen tells you. Why did the Pasuk use the word Lassos? You know what I'll tell you? These are multiple drushas. Number one, it's on its face, it's an essay. Kechol HaShayoru. And the fact that the Torah goes out of its way and uses the word Lassos allows me to be Dorish an additional drusha of Asiya versus Grama. But not instead of. What do you mean instead of? The Rambam in Yana Chazaka, the Rambam Sefer, it says, that's a separate essay. A separate essay. It's like surprising. But that, in fact, should be the case. So if that really is true, I guess we're back to a Sarachiyu now, that the Rambam writes that Milan Saras is a Siddhokalos essay. And the Rambam writes that Saras is alive and an essay. And the Gram Beit Sandab Ches, yeah, that Essay do Chalos essay, and then we're Shabbos Kuf Lamed Beis. That Saras is love and an essay. Like how do you reconcile all of this? How exactly does that work? So perhaps the following possibility. We mentioned this earlier. Now, this is very relevant. Beis Daches. There's an essay of Shabbos. There's an essay of Yom Tov. No, that's what our Gemara says. That's why, Ein Esei Docholos Esei Vesei. Okay, I understand. Ein Esei Docholos Esei Vesei. Let me ask you the following. Not so clear. It's clear to me what's included in the lav. What is included in the lav of Malacha? See what I'll tell you? Shabbos Ayin Gimel, a Mishnah, Lamedes Malachas. Okay, fine. What's included in this or Malacha? Anyantit, that was a more complicated. Is it really called Malacha with a heter? Is it Malacha Savoda? Okay. But Malacha. What exactly is included in the essay? Argomar says there's an essay. No. What exactly is included in this? What is the scope of this? So we'll see next week. No? I think if you tally everything up, we'll have five sheets. No? What is included in this? What is included in this? Let me tell you a possible extreme sheet, what I call number five. No? What exactly is included in this? So I wanted you to take a look at the Mishnah in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. That's where the Mishnah says the following, that you know what? You cannot go ahead and be soref shemen sreifa anyanti. What does that mean? You know, let's say you say truma, tamea, there's a mitzvah sreifa. No, you cannot be soref kodshim on Shabbos. You cannot be soref kodshim anyanti. No? Ein sorefim kodshim biyam. Ein sorefim kodshim biyam. The Gemara asks a very simple question. Hina ani mina. How do you know that that's true? How do you know that that's true? But you cannot go ahead and be sorev kodshim biyam. Oh. So Chizkiya, in Tanvei Chizkiya, says the following. Wait. When it comes to Korban Pesach, here, Shmos Yudbeis, no? The Torah says, Lo susim aboker. Okay, good. And then the pasuk continues, V'hanosa mimenu aboker beish tisrof. Why does the pasuk repeat aboker twice? Lo simen aboker. And the pasuk could say, V'hanosa mimenu beish tisrof. What does the pasuk say? Lo susu aboker. And then, V'hanosa mimenu aboker. So Chizkiya is a fine drasha. Litain boker sheni l'sreifasa. Litain boker sheni l'sreifasa. Guess what? The Korban Pesach Kavusin remains. It remains. Oh, you know what? Terrible. That should not have happened. That's nosa. Nosa is torn sreifa. You know, it's fascinating because it's mufurish in the pasuk that nosa is a boker. No. Even though you ready? No. Even the Rabbis of Nazaria, the mitzvah sachila is only until Chatzos, no? No? That requires some work, no? The mitzvahs, normally when you have a karbon, you have a mitzvah sachila, when the mitzvah comes to an end, now it's nosa. The mitzvah sachila is done, you failed to eat it, and guess what? Now it's nosa. That's really unusual, no? That the Korban Pesach is nosa, baboker, even though the mitzvah sachila, Rabbi Zanazari, you know Rabbi Zanazari, you know? That Haggadah, no? Rabbi Yekiva, oh, till the next morning. Rabbi Zman Azar, Chatzos. They're fighting back and forth. Why doesn't Rabbi Yekiva just simply quote a pasuk? No? But no semenu ad boker. No? This is a machlokas with ad boker. You see a great kiddush. That's Tosfos Yoitzei Brachos. No? That even though the mitzvah sachila comes to an end, but the chevtza, the carbon is not yet nosa. Well, that's pretty. The mitzvah sachila is the Chatzos. The chetz of shal karban is only nifsa baboker. That's like you know. If I could have something that would have a kedusha, a hakedusha of Korban Pesach without a mitzvah sachila, maybe I would tell you, you know what? The zman is not chatzos. The zman is amud hashachar. That would be pretty cool, no? Moser Pesach. You know, Moser Pesach. The hakedusha was a Korban Pesach. But there's no mitzvah sachila for Moser Pesach. Avalchos abasa balela hazeh. Guess what? Morning. No, not chatzos. Chatzos lach in the mitzvah sachila. So why does the pasuk say ad boker twice? See what Chizkiya says? Litain boker sheni b'sreif asa. That means, you know what? The karm b'kenosa, burn it now. No, I can't burn it now. I have to wait until the next morning. You know what that means? You can't burn it anyanta if you have to wait until chalamoy. No? You have a Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach. It became Nosar, it's Nifsa. You should burn it now. I can't burn it now, it's Yantif. So wait, Ad Boker, until the next morning. So you know what that tells you? Wow, the Drosh of Chizkiya, and Tanvei Chizkiya, Ain't Sarfim Kachem Yantif. Wow, that's pretty cool. No? That's the Drosh of Chizkiya. Abai has another Drosh. The Pasuk says, Ola Shabbos B'Shabbaton, no, Parshas Pinchas, B'Minar Chavches, You know what that means? All the Shabbos for Shabbato. You know which avod you can do on Shabbos? A carbon of Shabbos. But v'lo olas chol v'Shabbos. Avoda Shabbos is done on Shabbos. But if something is not avoda Shabbos, for example, you have a carbon shenifsa, and now that's ton sreifa, that cannot be done. Whoa, that's a bias fancy drush. And Rava has a fancy drush. Ooh, our whole mesechta, no. Hu levado. Hu levado. There's a limit to things that you can do on Yom Tov. You can do Ocho Nefesh, and maybe Makshir Ocho Nefesh, and maybe Mitoch, but there are limitations. There's certain things you cannot do. Included in that list of don'ts is Sreifas Kodshim. Well, you have like magnificent drushes, no? Chizkiya, Tanvei Chizkiya, Abaye, Rava, like wow, like all the drushes are so powerful, no? And then you have Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi, like, what in the world? You know, those drushos are so, like, beautiful, you know, but Yom Tov is alive in NSA. Bitzrakes. And NSIDACHALOSA, SEVSA. Like, what are you talking about? There's a mitzvah of Sreitas Kodshim, but you're never allowed to do a mitzvah al yedei malacha. Malacha on Yom Tov is alive in NSA, and NSIDACHALOSA, SEVSA. So the Gemara gives you three magnificent drushes to tell you Ein Sof and Kodesh B'Yantiv. And all of a sudden Rav Ashi says the following, you know what? Just, you know, again, as we've always pointed out, if you have a klal, why need a prat? If you have a klal of Ein Asid Uchalosev, as I say, that envelops Kol HaTorah Kula, why do you need a special pasuk when it comes to Sreifas Kodesh? That's Rav Ashi says, no? So that's like pretty heavy. Like, why? Yeah, what do I need all these drushes for? No? In a Siddur Chalosa, Sefer Seh. That's true here. That's true Shabbos Kuf Lamed Beis. What? Why isn't it true when it comes to Shabbos Kuf Dalet? How do you understand? Chizkiya, Tanei Chizkiya, Abai Rav. You know who's bothered by this? The Ramban. Why would anybody disagree with Rashi? So the Ramban just like simply writes, they disagree. They don't hold to that. They disagree. Wow. And the Ramban even writes something stunning. Ready? Whoa. Ve'efshir l'diday, maybe according to them, that halchinami asi esei dekisli dam v'dachil los asei diyantit. Well, if they disagree that there's no essay, it's only a lav, oh, Beis HaDaches. That's what Ramban writes, Shabbos Chof Dalet. Maybe they would allow for an essay, Dochalos essay. Maybe they disagree with the Rashi. Rashi is mechadesh, that you know, Yantif is lav and an essay, and maybe they disagree. I just ask you, like, what in the world, you know? Disagree with what? I'm telling you, there's a pasuk in Chumash that says there's an essay. I say no. No what? I hold you have to come to say you disagree. No what? You disagree? What do you mean you disagree? The pasuk says, Tishbo Shabbosam Tosos Ushmartim Es HaShabbos Hikodesh Yilachem. There's no essay. Really, there's no essay. You can really go through Parsha Semor and there's no essay. The Torah has an essay. For each and every Yom Tov, the Torah has an essay, no? And the Torah has an essay for the first days of Pesach, an essay for the last days of Pesach, first days of Sukkot, last days of Sukkot. We pointed out in the Yeshurim, no, the Rambam counts a separate essay for every Yom Tov, the Rambam counts a separate essay for the first days and last days. Like, what do you mean, I disagree? You want to disagree, meaning on mitzvahs, it's all one essay? Okay, there's no essay. You can really go through Parsha Semer. There's no essay of Shabbosim. There's no essay of Tishvos. Yom Tov is only lav. It's not an essay. That does not sound possible. No? Mikra Malei Dibra Kosev. No? You disagree with the Torah. You're on shaky grounds. No? The Pasuk has an essay. But Chizki disagrees. Abai disagrees. Rabbi disagrees. You know what I could tell you is a fancy teretz. We'll have to see. But interesting, the Ramban does not give this teretz. I'll tell you the following. If the Torah says, don't you dare be Sarah Kachman Yant, you're not allowed to do this. You can violate a malacha for today's carbon. But he can't violate malacha for yesterday's girl. No? All the Shabbos for Shabbat. Okay? Let's say a person would do it. What does he violate? Isn't that so obvious? He violates in a simalacha. No? Komalacha sabar lo sasa. What's the onish for a komalacha sabar lo sasa? Malchus. Malchus, no? Okay. If a person would be dare, sorry if kachman yantiv. Malchus daraisa. Let me ask you the following issue. A person performs a mitzvah sasei, but makam lo sasei vesei. I'm going to say, you shouldn't have done that. You know, wait, you didn't come to shul last week. No, you shouldn't have done that, no? Okay, the guy says, okay, what's my onish? You know what I'm going to tell the guy? Oh, you know what? You're lucky. There's a Tosas Chulin, Kufim Aleph, there's no Malchus. Well, why is there no Malchus? Tosas says, Subtraction. Esse dochalosis. But ain esse dochalosis, save esse. The esse cancels out the lav, but you know what? You have a remainder, you have a balance. You're left with your esse. You're left with the esse. You're right, the lav cancels out the esse. But you have a remainder, you have a balance of an esse. So you know what? You who dare attempted to do a mitzvah esse and yantif, which is nislosa esse. You know what you're guilty of? A bitul esse. No malchus. Wow. No malchus. That's a chiddush, no? It's mefurish and tosus. There's no malchus. And then esse dochalos esse esse. And what's the opposite svara? The opposite svara is a tosus and kedushin daf lamed aleph, where tosus says, no. You know why? En esse dochalos esse esse. Halav olim. It means that's such a strong lav, it doesn't budge. The essay hits it, doesn't budge. There's no essay dochalosa say for lav sheish bo skila, a lav sheish bo kares. The essay is so entrenched, the essay is so fortified. Halav olim, it doesn't budge. If something is lav and essay, the essay hits it, balances right off. It doesn't budge the lav. You know what that means? Malchus. Not that it budges it, but you know what? You're not at your finish line, because it only knocks off the lav, but you have a balance of an essay. Those are two heavy days in Tosos, no? How do you understand the principle of en essay dochalos esse v'essay? There's no dechia whatsoever, and you're guilty of a lav and an essay? Or no, the essay cancels out the lav, but you're guilty of the remainder, the balance, the bitul essay. A nafgamina, a lav, there's malchus. A bitul essay, there's no. Those are 2 days in Tosos. In the Gilin HaShas, Rabbi Kiveger, Kudush Lama Dalit, that's what Tosa says. The lav is strong. So Ganesh Justice writes, Ayin Tosa Schulin Kupim Aleph. That Ayin means, because it's against the Tosa Schulin, where Tosa Schulin writes subtraction. That's pretty heavy. You know what? If you all like the Tosa Schulin, you know what I would have said? I would have said, my kasha doesn't begin. Why in the world would anybody disagree with Rashi? You're telling me a fancy drasha here, a fancy drasha there? Boker Sheni, Olav Shabbos Shabbato, Levado. What's wrong with Ein Esei Dochalos Esei V'Esei? I'll tell you according to Tosfos and Chulin very simply. Because Ein Esei Dochalos Esei means Ein Oloke. We do say Esei Dochalos Esei, but you're guilty of a bitul essay. And if a person would be Sarev Kodshim and Yantiv, Ein Oloke. Guess what? Chizkia and Abayin Rava. Don't buy into that. It's not because of Ein Esei Dochalos Esei V'Esei, but there's no Dechia whatsoever. And there's Malchus Daraisa. That's why they have another drasha. In my nafkamina, Malchus Daraisa. It's allowed. It's not just simply Ein Esei Dochalos Esei V'Esei. The Ramban is bothered by this. Why does anybody disagree with the Rashi? And the Ramban does not say this. You know what I would argue? That's what the Ramban is assuming, like the Tosfos and Kedushin at Lamed Aleph. That there's no give, there's no budge. Even Ein Esei Dochalos Esei, the Esei means Malchus. No? And therefore, you can't tell me that their drush is Mechadish Malchus. I know there's Malchus, even if it's based on Ein Esei Dochalos Esei, the Esei. That's pretty heavy, no? Okay. That's the Ramban's kasha then. So why would anybody disagree with Ravashi? Why wouldn't they give his reason? You know, the answer is they disagree. They disagree. So ask you a very simple question. What does it mean they disagree? They're not goreis. They're not goreis, these psukim. What does it mean they disagree? They disagree. I would say they disagree does not mean there's no essay. You know what it means? The essay doesn't apply here. Of course there's an essay. There's no essay. The essay does not apply in this case. The essay doesn't apply in the case of Sreifas Kodshim B'Yom. Why not? Why wouldn't it apply? So perhaps the yesod is as follows. You know, if you look at the back of the Gemara Shabbos, the Pirush of the Maris Fias and Shabbos Kuf Yud Aleph writes this point very briefly. You know what? Apparently, the shita of all the Amoraim against Ravashi is, of course, there's an essay on Shabbos. But what is included in the essay? What is included in the essay? You know, we'll learn next week, gradations. But maybe I'll suggest a great chiddush. You know what that chiddush is? That the essay only begins when the lav ends. When there's no lav, the Torah is machadish, there's an essay. But b'makom lo sasei, you do this on Shabbos, you're chayiv skila. And in addition to being chayiv skila, there's also an essay. What do you need an additional essay for chayiv skila? No? You're violating one of the most chamor averos one can imagine. You need an essay. You know what the answer is? No. The essay is including cases that are beyond the scope of the law. Oh, for example, that Ramban and Parshas Emor. I try to quote every other month at least, no? Vikra Chav Gimel. Really? A person can observe Shabbos and Yantiv by just avoiding Malacha? No? Ramban writes, you know, the Beitzadaf Lamedvav, doing business is in Isud Rabbanon, and riding your horse is in Isud Rabbanon, and Mafana Chafesim Epina Lepina, carrying the couch from the attic to the basement, that's not Otsad Rabbanon. Yeah, so that's the Shabbos plans. All these things. That's what the Ramban writes. All these things are part of the essay. I'll ask you a very important question. When the Ramban says, all these things are the essay, does that mean malacha plus all these things? If I do a malacha, of course that's a lot than an essay. But even these other things that are not malachas are also an essay. Or maybe I can tell you the following chiddush. That the essay begins when the lav ends. If something is a malacha, you're chayiv skila. The essay begins when you're talking about what the Ramban describes, maleches tircha v'amel, which is not a malacha. That which is a malacha, you're chayiv skila. On yantif, you're chayiv malkus. The essay, the minchasina phrases, not an exact parallel. Is it really true? Nechaslinov is willing to say many times yes. That whenever you do a malacha on Shabbos, you can violate Makkah Bavatish. That sounds a little unusual, no? I went ahead and I made a kli. Oh, so you violated Bona plus Makkah Bavatish. You went ahead and you sewed something. Oh, you violated Oreg, Topher, and Makkah Bavatish. Really, every time I do a malacha on Shabbos, I'm chayiv for the malacha, I'm chayiv for completing the malacha. You're really chayiv shtayim. And in all those cases, is that really true? Or could one very simply argue as follows, that makkah v'patish begins when the malacha comes to an end? If something is a malacha, it's a malacha. But there's a new issur of makkah v'patish meaning the following. You cannot go and be masak in a kli shalom ayyadei malacha. Ayyadei malacha. That's the malacha. But you know what? What about the tikkun hakli when it doesn't? Oh, that's a separate isser of makkah v'patish. But it doesn't mean whenever you do a malacha, holistically you're chayiv shtayim for the malacha and makkah v'patish. Maybe not. Maybe the essay only begins. Oh, Maybe that's the Chiddush of the Ramban. The Chiddush, you know what Rav Asi is Machadish? Rav Asi is Machadish that the same act is a lot and an essay. Ooh. Sreifas Kodshim is not only a Sevar Weish, it's also an essay. And maybe that's the day of Chizki, Abayin, Rav Diskri, and say the following. That which is a lav is a lav. The essay has a life of its own that doesn't overlap the lav. And therefore, if I'm doing a lav, it's only a lav. And I wouldn't say, in a sidok halos say the essay. And therefore, to forbid sreifas kodshim, there has to be another makar. Wow, that's an important pinch. That would be what I would call a fifth sheet in the essay. That the essay does not apply to malach. It only applies to other things, which is not included in the scope of the malach. Well, that's an important possibility. That I would say is Pashup Shat and Ramban. That's a chiddush that the Baruch Chaim suggests in Shabbos Kuf Yud Aleph. Maybe, you see to yourself, whoa. So maybe one could argue the same thing is true here when it comes to Saras. The Torah says there's an overt, absolute Isser Lo Saseh of Ktsitzas Baheres. You go ahead and you remove the naked Saras. That's crazy, no? That's a lav daris. You're looking. But the Torah continues and tells us the following. There also was an essay. Listen to every detail the coin tells you to do. Is it so impossible to argue that the essay only begins regarding that which otherwise would have been mutter, not included in the lav? That which is included in the lav is... So when you have a lav, then an essay in Ktsitza Saras. We have a lav, an essay when it comes to Melech Yisyantiv. Halachud v'halachud. Halachud v'halachud. Once something is included in the law, there is no essay. Oh. So you know what? I deviate from the instruction of the coin by not doing this, not doing that. You know what I'll tell the person? Or what I'm going to say, you're violating Hisham Benegat Saras. First of all, I wasn't Kotzeis Baheres. I just didn't do this, didn't do that. No, the coin said Hesker. The coin, I didn't follow that. I didn't follow that. You know, but I wasn't Kotzeis Benegat Saras. You know what you're going to tell a person? You're right, that's not love, that's an essay. And what if I am Kotzeis Benegat Saras? Maybe one can argue that's not an essay. The essay only begins when it's not Aser B'Torah's love. If that really is true, so I'll tell you the following. It's not a stira to say that Kotzeis Benegat Saras is only a love. Only a love. That's the Rambam, Aleph of Mila. That's the Rambam, Yud of Tumet Saras. And if it's only a lav, b'makomila, I can apply the principle of esedo chalos haseh. And in Sefer HaMitzvos, I'm going to have an essay of kochel ha-shoyoru. There is an essay. But the essay does not cover the ktsitzas anega. Why not? Isn't it worse? No, precisely because that's an avera chamura which the Torah forbids. Explicit lashon los haseh. The essay is not necessary for that case. And no doubt a chiddush. The essay doesn't cover that case. Doesn't cover that case. It covers the other elements of Tzaraas, but not the Ktsitzas Baheres. And therefore, not a stira to assume that, you know what, that there is a lav, there is an essay in Sefer HaMitzvos, but you know what, the Ktsitzas is only a lav in Makomila, also an essay to follow Sassan. Maybe that's the issue of the Rambam Sheet. So now I'll have to go on to Be'idna. What exactly does that mean? This will be an incredible, incredible machlokas Rishon. Right? What exactly is the demand of Be'idna? When it applies, when it does, we saw part of it already. We saw, Tosus, Psachim, Nuntes, where if it's a mitzvah rabbi, you don't need Be'idna. Okay, but we'll have to see. What exactly is the Adar of Be'idna? We'll do that.